Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Anna and the Angels Radio Show. I'm your host, Anna Grace Taylor, and I'm very excited to be with you today, mainly because it's just me for a change, and I really love connecting with you in this way. Of course, it's always wonderful to have a guest and to be able to share their beautiful gifts, but it's also really nice for me to be able to share a little bit about what's going on in my world and some of the messages that the angels have for us, as well as just some new things that I can share with you to help you on your journey. I have recently had a very, very powerful time. The late summer, early autumn is usually a powerful time, mainly because it's my birthday at the end of September, and it's one of the reasons why I haven't been on the air too much, because I was away for my birthday and then wasn't too well last week. But I was able to go to Glastonbury, magical, magical Glastonbury in England, and I really took the time to just spend some quality time with one of my really dear friends, Jo Beth Young, who some of you may remember I did a show with this time last year. In fact, we were just laughing and saying, wow, it's like a year ago that she and I shared that time. And at that time, she and I didn't know each other very well, but this year has really brought us together in many, many different ways. Mainly, first of all, to our love of music and the fact that I really wanted this year to be more about my creativity and to really create some music. I've only actually done one song with her so far, but I'm very proud of that song. And I'm actually going to be sharing a little sneak preview of the new song with you. It's never been heard before publicly, so I'm very excited about that. And I felt very guided to share that with you because it's a great way for me to be able to kind of play it a little bit on the airwaves, give you a little taster before it comes out in the next few weeks. We don't have an official release date yet because I'm just waiting for it to go on iTunes, and sometimes we're not completely clear of how long that will take, but it will definitely be either sometime this month or next month. So very, very excited about that. And that was really part of what I wanted to share, because we talk about manifesting the life of our dreams a lot. And it's one of the things we say, don't we? I really would like to do this, but I'm not really sure, or I don't even know what I like, or I'm not really sure about how this would happen, or I can't do this because I don't have the money or the time. And yet all of those different reasons we give ourselves become these boulders in the road, and then we become stuck and we become resentful, or perhaps we don't even know what our creative self looks or feels like. And so that was kind of me, I have to say. This time last year I was really wanting to express myself more, but didn't know how that was going to be. I was a little bit depleted in energy, and yet I also knew that if I just allowed myself to do more creative stuff, then I would actually feel more alive. And that is really what happened, because I was on my knees around Christmas time last year and I said, listen, angels, or whoever is there with me, I really need your help. I can't do this anymore. I really need you to bring me more support so that I can do what I came here to do, so that I can feel freer and that I can really enjoy my life more deeply, because it's time. And I will say to you this, within a few days, a whole new group of people that I first of all actually met online came into my life. And some of you would have heard me talk about the Royal Society at beroyal.com before with a couple of guests I've had over this year. And they are definitely some of those beautiful people that I have met. And they were part of a group that really inspired me and continue to inspire me to be more creative, to be more active and proactive with my dreams. And so as I started to really feel that sense of purpose again and really be surrounded by people who inspired and supported me, I really felt guided to connect more with music. And because I had met Jo a couple of months before, I felt like she might be the person who was going to help me do that. And we created a song out of lyrics that I'd actually had for a while. I changed them here and there, but it was a lyric that really meant something to me and has actually become very apt for the journey that I have had and for the people that I have met over the last year. And it's that message that I really wanted to share with you today. And that is that we can feel really loved and really supported, and we can, you know, have encouragement and have people to cheer us on, and we can have people that are there for us in our dark times. And they really can be huge catalysts for us, but we are the ones who can save ourselves. We are the ones who have to make the choices. We are the ones who are responsible for the direction our lives go in. Of course, we talk about the big mysterious plan, and there is a, you know, there's an energy at work, a divine energy at work, which means that we don't always know what's going to happen. And yet we can also make a lot of choices within that. And I've always been very much someone who has decided to rise above the circumstances that life has given me. And, you know, I could say I definitely have my moments of victimhood. I definitely have my tantrums and my, why is this happening to me? But I don't stay there because it's not fun. It's really not fun to be in your pity party too long, is it? Most people don't want to join you there either. So my message that has really shown me this year is that I can do all the things I like. I can call on all the support I like. I can, you know, decide that I want to do something new. And then I have to really just show up and see what happens without getting caught up in, you know, why is this not happening or why is this happening? Because I am responsible for whether I choose to take this road or that road, or choose to make the most of the opportunities and the energy that I'm given. So I could have said to Joe, oh, great, you're a really great musician, a great writer. Oh, well, never mind, that probably won't work. And I was really terrified. Let me tell you, I was really terrified of working with someone again because I had a really challenging experience towards the end of recording my last album. I felt very vulnerable. I wasn't sure if I was going to do another one or how that would look for me. And she was just the best person I could have ever worked with because she's very, very like me, and perhaps we'll have her on again, Jo Beth Young, to really show you how amazing she is. But we just spent a day together and we really just nurtured this song together, and the way that the words flew out of me and the way the music flew out of her, it just really, really worked. And it's been a real labor of love for both of us. It's been a way for us to feel connected to each other. And it's been a way for me to realize how important it is to be creative and to take responsibility for my life. So breathe that in. If you are feeling like you want to be creative, or you just don't have enough time, or there isn't enough energy, or there's not enough money, or whatever it is, please, please, please know that there are a lot of excuses. That is a lot of excuses that we give ourselves. But if we really want to do something, we will always have a way to do that. We will always have a way to share what it is in our hearts, because if it's really meant and if it's really comes from that deep place within us, then it doesn't matter whether 100 people or 1,000 people see it. What matters is that we are creators inherently, and it's that creative energy that helps us to really tap in to who we truly are. So I want to take a moment for you just to really connect to your heart, to connect to that part of you that perhaps may have a dream or a desire, or perhaps even just a little idea right now. Breathe it in and give yourself a moment to really acknowledge what that is for you. To give yourself permission to really listen to that creative desire or goal or dream that you have. Perhaps it feels like a flash of an idea that may or may not come of something, but just really giving it room. Giving yourself the space to really acknowledge the creativity flowing through you. Perhaps even making commitment to yourself to be creative, even if it's 5 minutes a day, to let those ideas come through you or those words, or perhaps it's a little movement. Perhaps you're someone who likes to dance. Perhaps you're someone who likes to cook or garden or whatever it may be. Really allowing yourself to just spend time doing that thing that helps you to connect to you. That place within you that is your heart down into your belly, especially for us women, where our wounds are, creating those new possibilities all the time, whether we're conscious or not. So we may as well be conscious of what we are asking for, what we are intending, or what we are aware of in this moment. And in that space, you can connect to your heart of hearts, to the heart that is beyond even those ideas that you feel that you are, or the identity that you feel that you might be. It's a funny old thing, but this heart that we have, this space that we have, this being that we are, is not a thinking experience. It's a feeling one. And so you don't have to think about how you do something or what something may look like. You just, for now, want to be in that space where you just allow what is, allow that feeling. Good. And I can tell you this, that when I allow myself to just go into that space more deeply and allow myself to realize that who I am, that the energy flowing through me, that my heart is enough, is more than enough, that is the gift. That is the gift that we are to ourselves, to the world. You don't need to do anything to be enough. We don't need to do anything to be enough. We are already enough. And when we tap into that truth, when we recognize ourselves as powerful divine beings, then actually the interesting thing is that we get to do a lot because we are feeling so connected to that wisdom, to that love, to that power that wants to speak and act through us. That inspiration, breathing in, being inspired. Beautiful. So I would encourage you to spend some time with yourself, with your own heart, with your truth, without the, oh, I should be doing this or I should be doing that. Giving yourself time to just be is where all other answers lie. There is no fight. There is no arguing. It just is. Because you are enough. You are enough right now. And this is an experience that really is not to be talked about too much, but to rather be felt. But I wanted to share an experience that I had with you, mainly because this has all been becoming deeper and deeper for me since around August. And when I was in Glastonbury, I visited the powerful goddess temple there. And there I was thinking, oh great, you know, I'm going to go to this goddess temple and it's going to be beautiful, but we'll see what happens. And oh, it would just be nice to perhaps say a prayer for my friends and light a candle. And I went deep into a place of surrender, into a place where my heart cracked open even more. And I sobbed and I sobbed and I sobbed for the pain that was still inside of me. The pain of denying myself my truth at different points in my life, and perhaps even in that moment where I didn't feel like a goddess at all. And all this stuff, all these endless stories of floating through my mind and my heart. And yet I also knew that that was the case because they were to come out of me, that I wasn't needing to hold on to them anymore. And at this time of 2016, which is a 9 year, I've often talked about that, 2 and 1 and 6 is a 9 year, it's all about us tying up loose ends or releasing or clearing out what no longer serves us. And September particularly was very intense for many people because it was the 9th month. So if any of you are feeling like a slight reprieve from the intensity of release, then beautiful. If you are not, that's probably because it's full moon on Sunday, and that's also very powerful and very helpful for releasing. So please know that having an emotion, having a feeling is never wrong, because it's pointing all of us to something that we want to pay attention to something that perhaps we are ready to let go of or perhaps ready to acknowledge. But our emotions are never to be squashed. It is a kind of new age thing that we, you know, oh, well, we just need to be positive and focus on what we want and that's that. Well, we can absolutely do that, and it's very powerful to visualize and to affirm and to feel what it is that we want, but not at the expense of feeling like we're squashing anything, because then we're not being real. And actually, as we let those emotions and those feelings flow through us, then we are moving through them just like a river. We're just letting them flow rather than giving them this huge power and keeping them stuck like with a big rock or a boulder. And so as I lay there crying in Glastonbury, I could just feel this huge weight lift off my shoulders, this huge energy of like relief, just realizing that I didn't have to hold on anymore. And I've done this many, many times in my life. Wow, I could probably just write a book on the amount of times I've had to surrender and go deeply into myself. But I wanted to share this with you because I've met many people recently who feel like everything is falling apart, and that they can no longer be who they have been throughout this year or, you know, in many, many years through their life. And that is scary. It's really scary to just feel like you can't do it anymore. But it doesn't mean that you're dying. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be disastrous. It means that a truer version of you is emerging, a more powerful, more connected, more authentic, real human being soul. And you know, as I've said before, a lot of my journey has been to really understand and accept that I am human. I am not, you know, someone who has to identify with just being human, because all of us are souls and are more than our bodies. And yet, if we deny that human part of us, we're really denying a lot of the experience that we have in this lifetime. Because we are, you know, we're not really able to experience some of the fun things about life, like relationships and health and money and career and just general joy, thinking of, you know, running around in the earth or singing or dancing or having families or eating a yummy meal. They're all human things, which in the big scheme of things are not our identity, but they're still great things. And if we don't allow ourselves to have those experiences, we may as well be in heaven, right? So it's not about denying our human self. It's just about realizing that as we embrace our human self, then we can actually go, wow, I'm great as I am. This is a great experience that I get to have. This is a holiday. This is my holiday on earth. And I'm going to make it as great and as exciting and as full of possibilities as I can. And I really have been shown how important that is in the last few weeks by people that have shown up again to remind me that I get to have those things. And if I get to have those things, and if I get to say yes to the good stuff, then believe me, so do you. And this experience that I've had recently with music and creativity and meeting new people has just really reaffirmed to me that this is where it gets exciting, my lovely people. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're feeling like you're really tired and really shaken up and you don't quite know what's happening, if you are one of those people, I promise you that anything can happen in a day. Anything can change to turn your life around. Anything can happen if you choose to ask for help and feel like you can be supported where you're at. It's very, very difficult sometimes for those of us to ask for help. But when we do, we realize what an amazing planet we live on with all these beautiful people. Because most people, despite what we hear on the news or see in the media, most people are kind and loving and good. And in fact, all people have the same divine loving essence. It's just that some people have forgotten that truth. So if we can give each other the benefit of the doubt and realize, actually, wow, there's some really great people here, and wow, life is actually really great, and really choose to see it in that way, that is what we shall get. And I really have always had an amazing feeling about October, November. I did have that confirmed in an astrology reading last week for me. But I also believe that generally, for many of us, October, November is really going to be where things start to lighten up, things start to really get moving, and we start to feel the new beginning energy of 2017. So please allow that. Please give yourself some time to really connect to what it is that you desire, because it really, really is a time of great expansion. I just pulled a card and actually it was soul expansion. It says your consciousness is expanding. You understand the connections between all things. And isn't that what we were just saying? That when we realize that none of us are separate from each other, that we are all one, then actually what I want for me, I also want for everyone. And what I want for everyone, I also am completely and utterly worthy and deserving of that. So please know that it is not a time of limits, it is a time of limitlessness, and that we get to say happiness is my purpose. Joy is my purpose. I'm going to be moving through, making those choices, directing my life by making that so. Not because life is perfect, not because life is without its challenges, but because we're choosing to say that our happiness and our peace is what matters, and that when we focus on our peace and our happiness, that creates this big ripple effect in the world. And then we are an inspiration to other people who need to remember that truth too. So I hope that this has given you some inspiration to really dive deep within yourself. As I said at the beginning, please take some time to connect with your heart, whether it be today or tomorrow. I know it's really a busy, busy time and we have all kinds of things to do. But if we're feeling stressed or if we're feeling disconnected, it's even more of a reason to spend 5 minutes in a meditation of some kind or perhaps listening to a favorite song. You do not have to be in complete silence to connect with your spirit and your heart. You just have to allow yourself to be in a space where you can really be free of having to do something for a moment and just allow the experience that you're having, allow yourself to be present as possible, perhaps even if it's looking at a favorite flower of yours and really noticing the beauty of that. That is all part of you being able to be to who you are now, because really the present and is the only thing that exists. There is no, you know, like, oh well, who I was then and this is my story or this is what might happen. Now is the only thing that we are guaranteed. So please know that the present right now is a gift, and so are you. So are you. Oh, it's my cat meowing as in confirmation. So I will end the show now, but before I do, I'm very excited to share a little preview of the song that Jo Beth Young and I wrote together. It will be released in the next few weeks. And I did want to say, I don't usually talk too much about my services, but part of what has been happening for me as I go deeper and really own my truth is that I'm going to be slightly changing the way that I'm working. I'm still going to be doing the sessions, but this divine energy has been running through me a lot stronger, because I'm choosing to step into it. And so with that, I'm also raising my rates. So if you would like to see me at the current rate that's on my website right now, you can do so until the 16th of October or 17th of October, and then my prices will be increasing. So please do contact me if you would like a session with me either this week or next week, either one, whenever you're guided to see me. I would be delighted, and I really know that we always experience these things at the right time. So if you're listening to this and it's then December or whatever time it is, that maybe it's right for you then. But I'm really happy to be of service to you and connect to the angels' love and guidance to assist you on your journey. So I'll leave you now with a little clip of my song, You Saved Me. This is the song that Jo Beth Young and I will be releasing shortly, and I hope you enjoy it. Much love.